Oil soared after an Israeli politician raised the specter of an Israeli military strike on Iran, the second largest OPEC oil producer. In New York, crude rose 8% or $10.75 a barrel to a record over $138 a barrel. The rise followed a 5% gain on Thursday, bringing oil's two-day advance to a stunning $16. Commodity analyst Edward Mayer of Stamford, Connecticut, describes the oil market as hysterical. He believes that oil prices will eventually come down.
I personally think we are close to some sort of a intraday reversal, which means we're going to spike to new highs and close at our lows, and that will be an indication of perhaps a technical market top. We haven't seen it yet.
Mayer spoke on Bloomberg Television. Other analysts said that oil prices advanced in large part because the dollar has been weakening against the euro. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 395 points, their biggest drop in 14 months, and the eighth largest fall ever. The Dow Jones average closed at 12,210, a sharp 3% loss on the day. The stock market decline began at the open when the Labor Department reported that the U.S. jobless rate in May rose by 0.5% to 5.5%. It was the biggest monthly rise in the jobless rate in over 20 years. President Bush, speaking in Washington, had an explanation for why the jobless rate rose sharply.
This rise was caused in part by a surge of new young entrants into the job market. But it's clearly a sign that is consistent with slow economic growth.
The U.S. economy grew at a 0.9% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Since the year began, over 330,000 Americans have lost their jobs. While technically not in recession, many analysts believe that the U.S. economy has entered a period of decline. American consumers are being hammered by rising fuel and food prices, a continuing credit squeeze, sluggish growth, a weak job market, and declining home prices. The price of gasoline, a major expense for Americans, is up over 50% in the past year. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.